This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We go out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Store's guest line. Truly steps beyond convenient. Barry, we'll bring you into the conversation of what we were just talking about with Mark Richt kind of being around this weekend. What do you think ultimately should be Mark Richt's legacy as Canes coach, and how should he be remembered?
I think we should appreciate him for the fact that he contributed $1 million toward the indoor facility, for the fact that he left gracefully and did not tell UM, hey, I'm not leaving if you don't pay me the $20+ million that I'm due. The fact that he left without asking UM for money, guys, I think speaks really highly of him. And I think that, you know, if the other positive you'd want to take away, it would be they did get to an Orange Bowl in an ACC championship game for the first time under his leadership in year two, and he brought us Manny Diaz. So those would be the positives. I guess if you look at negatives, which obviously has to be part of his legacy, it's the fact that he couldn't solve their offensive problems and seemed inflexible to a large extent in solving the problems. But I think we should generally have a favorable impression of his work here, because those positives that I said at the outset, I think, do have to carry some weight.
Barry, you obviously saw him in the press box this weekend where he joked, you know, who's the quarterback going to be. But what do we know? Do we know anything more about his departure? You know, whether it was more forced, whether he was asked, whether he just decided.
Yeah, I am convinced, Beast, that he was not pressured to resign. And UM people swore to me that he was never told he had to replace his son or replace assistant coaches. He was told that we think it would be a good idea. But Rick said on the record, I was neither asked nor ordered to replace any of the offensive assistant coaches. And if that wasn't true, he could have easily said no comment. And, you know, Blake James has been on the record with me and with others saying, I philosophically do not believe I should ever ask any of my head coaches to dismiss an assistant coach, because if I have enough faith in them to hire them and pay them a lot of money, I'm not going to tell them how to do their job. So as it turns out, it worked out for the best, even without an ultimatum. I think Rick basically just didn't want to have to deal with all of the aggravation of having to fix the offense. It seemed like an insurmountable task to him, but he's still pretty prickly about it, guys, because when I asked him how much did the offensive struggles contribute to his decision, his answer was, we covered that, and I felt like saying, actually, it didn't, but I didn't say that because it would have been the wrong thing to say. So he never gave us a specific reason, even though I pressed him repeatedly on Saturday. I said, did you lose the passion? Did you lose the energy? And he said, it's hard to articulate the answer. He said sometimes you just know it's time. So we left it at that with him because he clearly didn't want to give us any more.
So, Barry, this past weekend at the spring game, obviously all eyes are on the quarterback battle. From your standpoint, how did all three guys shake out, and where do you think things stand going into the fall?
Well, Martell helped himself tremendously. There was no way they could have given the job to Tate Martell off his body of work of the first three weeks of the 4 weeks of spring. I would say now he's at least the co-favorite. I would say with Nkosi, who has had a surprisingly good spring. I saw things from Nkosi that surprised me on Saturday in terms of ability to elude defenders, step up in the pocket. He made a couple of pinpoint throws. And it's not that Jaren Williams has been bad. He just wasn't great in limited opportunities on Saturday. 4 for 6, he had the pick that was a ball that wasn't particularly well thrown deep and was picked off by Jimmy Murphy. And at this point, I would say he's probably a close third. That's how I would rank him. Now, if it's close, guys, I think Martell gets the job, but not because he's Tate Martell. I think he gets the job for these two reasons if it's close. One, I think you have to give the job to the guy with the highest ceiling, and I would say most evaluators, certainly based off high school pedigree, would say that Tate Martell has the highest ceiling of the three. But more importantly, I would say this. If the job is close, you give it to him because he is clearly the most mobile of these three quarterbacks, and you're going to need that because this offensive line has the potential to be not very good. I mean, we certainly hope these young kids mature quickly. Kaleon Herbert, DJ Scaife, Zion Nelson, Cleveland Reed, but there's no guarantee. So it's quite possible these quarterbacks could be running for their life. And the one thing no one would question is that if you have a quarterback running for your life, you'd want Martell to be doing it instead of Perry and Williams, just because he's a more gifted runner.
Barry, you talked about Nikosi looking like he's picked it up a little bit. How much impact do you think Dan Enos has had this spring?
Tremendous. I think Beast, he's exactly what Nikosi need. A kid who was largely a screw-up, right, over the last year, just doing a bunch of foolish things. Enos has made clear to him, you're going to comport yourself like an adult. You're going to listen to what I tell you. You're going to study tape. You're going to be a leader. And I think he's also helped improve all these quarterbacks from a mechanic standpoint with their footwork. It's no coincidence that all three of them look much better at the end of spring than at the beginning, because Enos, who I hold in high regard, he has a history of making quarterbacks better. If you look back at all of his starting quarterbacks, Central Michigan, Arkansas, obviously Tua with Alabama last year, each one has increased his completion percentage by 10% or more in his first full season under Enos. So like you guys, I was sort of intrigued by the idea of hiring a coordinator who would run a straight spread and keep his foot on the pedal at all times and run up scores of 60 and 65 points. But I've come around on Enos because he makes quarterbacks better. The guy is impressive when he talks to us, and you can see the teaching going on. And just watching him this spring, it's clear he's a stickler for details, and he's going to make his players better. Plus, I think we are going to see some of the motion diversity in the offense that we did not see under Rick. So I think this is going to go down as a good hire. My only question is, how long is he going to stick around? Because he's jumped from job to job a lot during his career.
Barry, one of the things that I've always thought is that when you look at these three quarterbacks, it seems like Nikosi Perry might be the most talented passer. And I think these coaches went in with him and just said, look, you either do it the right way and be a leader on this team or you can't be here. But it almost seems like based on the offensive line, they may be forced to go to Tate Martell. How do you think Nikosi Perry is going to take that?
Well, I think if Nikosi is clearly better than Martell in August, you have to give the job to Nikosi, because even though you might privately wish that Martell is your quarterback, you lose the respect of the players if you don't give the job to the guy who's clearly the best. I just think if it's close, Martell would probably get the job because of those factors I mentioned. Nikosi has improved, but still, I mean, there was something he put on Instagram a couple of weeks ago where he does a live feed just of his life activities, and there was nothing salacious or damning on there, but you still sometimes wonder, why is he putting himself out there on live feeds saying things that maybe he shouldn't say? Again, nothing hugely offensive or anything like that, but he still behaves like a kid, and Dan Enos wants his quarterback to behave like an adult, right, and not a kid. So I think that's one factor still working a little bit against him. Jaren Williams at times is the most accurate of the three, but I was told that was not consistently the case. So this is a tough decision. I can tell you that myself and Manny Navarro got Dan Enos today at an event for a little while. I'll have something posted on MiamiHerald.com later today. He said some interesting things. One thing he did say is that he wants to cut the list of contenders from 3 to 2 at some point before they pick one. And he talked about how difficult a decision this is going to be. And he says he's had to tell his quarterbacks, look, if another one of your competitors completes a long pass, I don't want you to feel like you have to do the same thing. You do what we're asking of you on a particular play call, and don't feel like you have to match what the other guys are doing.
Barry, thanks for the time. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Barry.
Thanks, guys.
That's Barry Jackson. Covers all things South Florida sports for the Miami Herald.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.